This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Main day of Madhes region's religious and cultural festival Chhat being celebrated today by worshipping the setting sun. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes on the occasion of Chhat festival. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli congratulates US President-elect Donald Trump, saying it marks historic chapter in US history. And Trump prepares to select his top team ahead of his return to the White House after Vice President Kamala Harris vows a peaceful transfer of power. Now the news in detail. The main day of the Madhes region's cultural identity, the Chhat Festival, is being observed today. The devotees will be observing a strict fast, abstaining even from drinking water today, and will offer arga to the setting sun in the evening. After observing a fast and staying awake all night today, the devotees will worship the rising sun tomorrow with offerings as a major part of the festival. They offer fruits, sugarcane, tekwa, a delicacy made of flour and sugar in ghee, flowers, vegetables, coconuts, garlands, vermilion powder, lamps, honey, rice, sandalwood, money and cloth pieces, among other items. These offerings symbolize gratitude towards the sun god for sustaining life on earth, as the four-day festival is dedicated to the sun god and goddess Chhati Maiya. The rituals, including fasting, offering prayers to the rising and setting sun, bathing and praying while standing in water, are practiced. The festival is one of the country's major festivals and is predominantly celebrated in the Tarai Madhes region. But nowadays it is also celebrated by different communities of people in hilly and mountainous areas. Banks of rivers, streams and ponds across the country have been decorated with colourful lights and flowers and have been crowded by the devotees. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paurel has expressed his belief that the Chhat festival will serve as an inspiration to enhance national unity and further strengthen communal harmony. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of the Chhat festival, he expressed his belief that the festivals like Chhat would help in eliminating all forms of discrimination, including those based on class, caste, ethnicity and gender, and preserving national unity. Likewise, Vice President Ramsaheb Prasad Yadav has extended best wishes to all on the occasion of the Chhat festival. Similarly, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers on the occasion of the Chhat festival today. Prime Minister Oli took to social media to extend his best wishes, saying that the existence of nature, human beings and other life species is well connected with the sun. Also, the time measurement starts with the planets revolving around the sun. Prime Minister Oli said that sun had been worshipped as a deity since ancient times by our ancestors. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated US President-elect Donald Trump on being elected the 47th President of the United States of America. The Prime Minister took to the social networking site X to wish him a successful tenure in office, stating that the return of Trump back to office marked a historic chapter in U.S. history. Prime Minister Oli expressed hope that the Nepal-U.S. relations would grow even stronger, fostering mutual prosperity and cooperation during Trump's tenure. CPNUML has announced the names of candidates for the post of mayor and two ward chairpersons for the local-level by-elections to be held next month. UML's municipal committee has recommended Dr. Surendra Manandar as the candidate for mayor of Kritipur municipality in Kathmandu and Harshaman Maharjan and Badri Budathoki as the candidate for chairperson of ward number 1 and ward number 4 respectively of Kritipur municipality. The district hospital Bajura has been facing a severe shortage of oxygen as its medical oxygen plant machine has been damaged. The medical oxygen plant, which is critical for providing oxygen to patients, has been out of order since the machine malfunctioned, leaving the hospital with only empty oxygen cylinders. According to the hospital's information officer, Nripa Rajgiri, the hospital's medical Oxygen plant has been non-operational, and as a result, the hospital has been forced to source oxygen from Boyalpatta Hospital in Assam for patients in need. Although the repair company has been informed about the malfunction, the required parts are not available in Nepal and must be imported from China. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President-designate Donald Trump is preparing to select his top team ahead of his return to the White House after incumbent Vice President and Democratic Party candidate Kamala Harris vowed a peaceful transfer of power. In her first speech since losing the election, Harris told supporters that many people were entering a dark time, but for the benefit of all, she hoped that would not be the case. In a decisive victory, Trump won 5 of the 7 battleground states and is ahead in the final 2 yet to be declared, Nevada and Arizona. Meanwhile, Republicans have taken control of the U.S. Senate. They also lead the contest to control the House of Representatives, but it could take days for a final result. Australia's government has said it will introduce world-leading legislation to ban children under 16 from social media. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the proposed laws to be tabled in the Parliament next week were aimed at mitigating the harm social media was inflicting on Australian children. He said this was for the mums and dads. They, like him, were worried about the safety of their kids online. The Australian Prime Minister said he wanted Australian families to know that the government had their back. While many of the details are yet to be debated, the government said the ban will not apply to young people already on social media. There will be no exemptions on the age limit for children who have consent from their parents. The government says that the onus will be on social media platforms to show they are taking responsible steps to prevent access. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light wind with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi Province, Kandiki Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Main day of Madhes region's religious and cultural festival Chhath being celebrated today by worshipping the setting sun. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes on the occasion of Chhath festival. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli congratulates US President-elect Donald Trump, saying it marks historic chapter in US history. And Trump prepares to select his top team ahead of his return to the White House after Vice President Kamala Harris vows a peaceful transfer of power. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.